Hi, welcome to another episode of Tech Chaos. This is a big one, double digits, number 10. Number 10. So in addition to being double digit episode, I have a really cool guest with me today. But before we go to the guest, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Ingram Micro. Go to their website, www or no W's, ingrammicro.com, to find out how they can help you with your IT and AV needs. That's ingrammicro.com. So today's guest is someone really special to me, who I consider my AV sister. And together, me and her are the Harold Thiel Volunteers of the Year Award recipients that will be announced formally at Infocom in Las Vegas in about 2 weeks. So I want to welcome Hope Roth.
Thanks, Krista. I think it's really appropriate that you had a programmer on your 10th episode, because in binary, this is only your second.
I know. Woohoo! So it's really important in a way.
Yeah. You hit your binary stride. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I figured it's about time. You know, I had to get 9 other episodes under my belt first.
I only go on the very best of podcasts, so I had to make sure that you had a backlog of excellent shows before.
That is awesome. So yes, we both are volunteer award winners this year, which is pretty cool. How do you feel about winning that award?
I was just blown away. I didn't even know I was nominated. It's great. I'm going to have my whole family with me at Infocom. They've definitely made some, we want to say sacrifices, because that sounds so harsh, but they've definitely, you know, been very supportive of me and all the work that I do. And you know, doing stuff nights and study groups and all that. So it's great that I can kind of share that with them. And also great that I get to share the award with you, because you're like my AV yin to my AV yang. So.
Yes, that is true. And it's pretty cool that you are going to have your family with you. So you'll be flying in like a night hawk and flying out like a chicken hawk.
Yeah, we're just going to do like a Blue Angels flyby over in Infocom.
Cool. So we have received the Volunteers of the Year Award. So I wanted to discuss volunteering in a lot in this episode, because it's something that's important, whether I think that you do it with work or you do it in your personal life. I wish I could volunteer more of my time in my personal life, but that would take away from my family, and they already get enough time taken away from them when I have to go to work and do my podcasting and things like that. So, you know, I do volunteer somewhat outside of work and in my personal life, but I wish I could spend more time doing it. Is there anything that you volunteer for on a regular basis?
I used to do a lot more. My very first job out of college was at a Boys and Girls Club, and after I left, I used to go back and volunteer, but it was a really huge time commitment. So I still try and get technology donations sent their way, and I would definitely support them on a, you know, limited basis, one-off things. But I don't do anything regularly anymore, except really the Infocom stuff. But I feel like that's a really great use of my skills and your skills as well, because there's such a need for women to be mentors, to sort of let people know, hey, you can do this too. So I feel like that's the most efficient use of my skills and my organizing is really to try and help out with women in technology.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I definitely think that women need some, you know, mentors, or realize that they can be a mentor themselves if they don't feel that they need a mentor. And, you know, volunteering in general is something that's relatively easy. You just need to be willing to put the time forth. I mean, I volunteer a lot during work. I mean, yes, I'm getting paid and it's work, but there's been a lot of times where I've helped out coworkers with projects that weren't something that I wasn't really working on, but they needed assistance and I knew how to do it. So I would spend the time to walk them through it. And I see that as an extension of what I've been doing with you with Infocom, with trying to help, you know, people realize that they can learn and that they can achieve their CTS on whichever level they're going for, or just to be more knowledgeable if they don't want to go for a CTS, if they just want to study or you know, be mentored or, you know, make connections in the industry. It's hard. It's, I mean, I forget how many years you've been doing it now, but I've been doing it over 13 years and, you know, you start to get to know people, but still, if you don't go to the trade shows or if you don't get out and about to trainings or go to visit manufacturers, it's hard to really get to know people in the industry.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. I think it's been about 10 years for me.
Okay.
In one form or another. I started off in higher ed, so it's sort of a more, its own little island at that point. But it didn't really hit my stride until I moved into commercial AV, but I've been around for a while. I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. That's a lie.
Which was last year.
Yeah.
So it's about 2 weeks from now, roughly, that we'll be at Infocom. I know it's going to be 2 weeks for me because I'm going a little bit early to do some studying while I'm there. So it's going to feel like I'm in Las Vegas forever. But I am looking forward to the show this year. And I haven't made my list. I usually make a little bit of a checklist for myself of who I want to visit or what I want to do while I'm there. And since you're there for a very limited amount of time, is there anything that you want to do while you're there?
I want to sort of maximize the folks that I see. I have a podcast as well on Rafe. We'll be recording that on Wednesday morning, super early. So I'm definitely going to be prioritizing that. I think I'm guesting on AV Power Up as well.
That ding was, yes, you are
correct.
That ding
is me. Yes, that ding is correct. You will be on AV Power Up. I am signed up for one booth tour because a former coworker wanted to catch up. And I'm hoping to stop by the Peerless booth and see if those fine women over there got a chance to study this year. And if not, maybe I'll hand out some books or vouchers for books because I won't have any with me. But yeah, I should probably put together a schedule so that I can be efficient because I won't be there for very long. But.
Yeah, that's usually it's whether it's a physical list or it's usually my calendar. It tells me each day what I'm going to do. And usually my Infocom calendar, when I look at it, I want to cry because things are just butted up against each other and on top of each other. And then sometimes things just, you know, get pushed to the wayside. But I haven't made that many booth tours yet. So if you're a manufacturer listening and you want Krista Bender to stop by and see her booth, let me know. I did mention to one friend of mine who works for Shore, so I may be potentially doing a Shore booth tour while I'm there. But I'm kind of interested, although I don't know that I'm going to actually take any of the classes this year. It's nice that Infocom this year has the seminar program and what that you can attach to your. When you register for Infocom, where I forget the nominal fee, but you can pretty much register for any of the seminars and workshops that are going on. And I think that's pretty valuable because in the past, when I've wanted to take classes, there's a lot of times been like three or four seminars I've wanted to take, but my boss would be like, okay, I can pay for one. And so then I have to narrow it down to one. So unfortunately this year, I don't know if I'm going to take advantage of the seminar and workshop set up how Infocom has it, but I suggest that to anybody who wants to take some of the seminars or workshop classes that are going on to consider adding that to your registration if you haven't already. Now, last year was your first Infocom, Hope.
Correct.
So what were some of your favorite memories from that, if you can remember anything?
It's kind of a blur. I was sick, and I was trying to save myself for the last day because we had the Women of Infocom Network breakfast. So I wanted to make sure that I was still vertical at that point. So I felt like I kind of held back a little, but it was great to finally meet the people that I spend so much time talking to every week, to meet everybody in real life. That AV Power Up that we did was fantastic, except it kind of got...
Except deleted it.
We kind of misplaced a few ones and zeros on that one. But, you know, just getting to meet everybody. I'm a very social person, and the kind of work that I do tends not to be super social because I'm kind of just tapping the keyboard all day. So it was nice to kind of meet everybody, walk around, see some new products.
Yeah.
And the Women of Infocom Network Breakfast was fabulous last year. I'm really kind of bummed that I don't get to go this year.
Yeah, that was really really cool. I was glad to have been a part of that, and I made sure that I bought I got my ticket for that this year, because that tends to sell out really quick. I'm not sure at this point if there's still tickets available, but I made sure that, like, as soon as I realized I was going, like, oh, that's the first thing I got to do. Well, first thing is register. Second thing, put Women of Infocom Breakfast on there. So I'll represent you. I'll put your face on a stick, you know.
Oh, we should make a little cardboard cutout and you can stick me in the back.
Yep.
And I can just yell, take your lane. I mean, because I was on this little island of higher ed and didn't go to trade shows and conventions and meet people, I was always the only woman. And so until I met you and Stacy and all of the other folks, you know, I didn't have, you know, sort of AV women friends. And I just didn't know that many women who did what we did. So it was just so amazing for me to go to that breakfast last year and see so many women who are so great at their jobs and who are doing such cool things and are confident and just really impressive. And I found it inspiring. So
it was nice actually to meet some of the women that were there that were actually CTS D's and I's. You know, it wasn't just, you know, managers or supervisors or admin. I mean, we really had a complete plethora of verticals of people's positions there, which was really cool.
Yeah, that was great.
So I'm curious to see, I don't know if it's the same amount of people that are going to be at the breakfast. I assume so. I don't know if they've extended it to a larger crowd. So I'm really curious to see who is going to show up this year. So you are in and out. Man, that is going to really suck. You know what?
No, and we're all gonna go out to celebrate our big win on Tuesday night, and then we got to get up super early and record the podcast on Wednesday morning. So that's gonna be a little rough as well.
So that's, I'm putting that out there. Anybody who's listening, you get to get an AV selfie with me and Hope, because that's gonna be like maybe a 2-hour window of that being allowed.
We should have prizes, like. Like, we should wear striped hats and carry canes, and it's like, where's Hope and Krista? And if you can find us, then, and post a selfie, we'll send you a sticker or something.
You know what? Let's do it. I'm going to say it. There's going to be a contest. So there'll be a random winner picked. But if you take an AV selfie with me and Hope together, it can't be one with just me or one with just Hope. We have to be together with you in the selfie. You do that, and I'm going to put you in the running for a random prize that you'll get from me. More than likely, the random prize is going to be something comic book related, but that is what it'll be. So take an AV selfie with the two of us and see what happens.
There you go. And my husband is not eligible, or my daughter.
No, unfortunately, no relatives are eligible for that.
There you go.
So what suggestions do you have for anybody in the industry that we're in, which is the AV industry, on volunteering, whether it's, you know, with Infocom or with anything in general? What kind of tips would you tell somebody if they want to get more involved?
You can't wait to be asked. And I think that's really important for women especially. And I'm such a hypocrite about this, because people ask me to do stuff all the time. But that's not usually the case. You know, there's a small number of women that they sort of know about, but there's so many more out there that could be involved in men too, and all this sort of stuff. And you just have to say, hey, you know what? I would be willing to teach class. I would be willing to mentor somebody, you know, send me your resume and I will take a look at it for you. You can't just wait for somebody to tap you on the shoulder, because chances are they don't know you're waiting for that.
Yeah, that's true. And that's one of the things, if you're, you know, let somebody know that you're interested. If you know anybody at Infocom, let them know, or go to the Infocom website if you really want to volunteer for Infocom, the organization. You know, you can look under their committees and councils, and the committees are usually picked of who's going to be on there, but councils, anybody can join. And there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 councils that you can certainly volunteer to be a part of. So it is really easy to volunteer. It's just letting people know that you want to be involved. And then, you know, discussions can be had to find out how you can get involved. I have found that you're right, Hope. You can't wait to be asked. You just kind of have to do it. You know, that's sort of how you and I started the study group for WIND. It just sort of was like, okay, I guess we'll, you know, we'll start, you know, seeing who wants to study for what, who's going for what, and go from there. And I imagine that after InfoComm that we're going to have a really big, heavy push for that again as well. So
that'd be great. Yeah. And if you're not interested in volunteering, but you're interested in just sort of bettering yourself and studying, my recommendation for that would be to make it a priority. Cause I know that's probably the biggest hurdle that we've had in doing the WIND study group is that women just tend not to have time for this. And people ask me all the time, actually, they're like, how do you have time to have a family and do your job and not get fired and travel and still sort of have a life and still volunteer? And part of it is I prioritize podcasts, and I prioritize studying and volunteering and getting better at my job. I don't actually watch a lot of TV. And I, you know, sort of shift my schedule around and make it all work. But, you know, there's so many ways for people to study and to learn, but they actually have to kind of take that time and do it and make it a priority.
You know, it's funny you mentioned television, because I've noticed in the last year my television habits have shifted immensely as well. I still watch, of course, we'll watch sports live and news, but I very rarely will watch news anymore. But I find now that if I'm watching TV, it's mostly binging. I'll be DVRing or whatever shows I want to catch up on. And then if I have like a 2-hour window, I'm like, all right, how much can I cram into 2 hours? And then I go and do something else. So there'll be days where if I wouldn't even turn on the TV here.
Yeah. Our TiVo is just full of all my shows. I actually had to go in and manage my season passes, because if I missed an episode of Supernatural, I was just going to be so sad. So I had to tell it, just keep them all. Okay. You got to take a bite. You know, you can delete the daily shows, but I need my, Union Justice.
Yeah, there's definitely certain shows that I need to get in on right away. Right now, that's Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley. Otherwise, everything else sits on the DVR until I have the time.
Yeah, someday I'll take a sick day and I'll catch up on all my shows. Yeah. I mean, your time just kind of stretches to fill the things that you find are important. So I can't stress enough that if you want to actually, you know, study, you gotta put in that time.
Yeah, that's true. And that's exactly it. You know, if you're really interested and want to be a part of studying with other people, you have to set aside the time. And, you know, we've had a lot of interest in the CTS group for WIND, but, you know, as it sort of went on, some of the interest waned, and I know schedules are difficult for people. So I'm hoping that we'll get a revitalization of people that want to, you know, help out other people. And that's fine. Some people want to study on their own too, but I think for a lot of people, they don't know where to start, and they find it to be overwhelming. It's hard enough that they're studying for something that they may or may not already know, because it's a lot of technical knowledge. And then to, you know, be like, oh no, study group, I have to set time aside and, you know, meet on this night, but that's Boy Scout night, and then that's soccer night. Well, you just got to learn how to juggle it.
One, I think women especially need to take time for themselves. I'm not saying that studying for your CTS has to be your me time, but
right.
But, you know, there's something about self-care as well of like, okay, I'm going to take this time for me because it's important. Mm-hmm. And also to hang out with me and Krista, because we're a lot of fun. I mean,
that is true.
part of why I enjoyed volunteering when I was at the Boys and Girls Club is I was friends with another volunteer, and when she moved. And so it became more of a, you know, thing I have to do 3 hours every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved, and it was going to be, you know, a lot of hours every week just in driving over there. But a lot of the volunteer work I do, I get to work with you. I'm teaching a webinar for Chuck, which means I get to hang out with Chuck. I mean, who would say no to that?
Right. Yeah.
And it's true. So we have this great group of women that we're involved with that help each other. A lot of the women from the Wynn Council, you know, I've reached out to them on a professional level because I needed tech support, and they were able to get someone on the phone for me. So it's a great resource for people, and it's just very, I'm trying to think of the word, it's recharging almost, like, you know, you're having a rough day, but you've got this sort of little community of people that I can post something on social media and everyone will kind of laugh at me because, you know, I missed a flight that I had been sitting in the airport for or whatever. But, but you know, it's like people get it. They understand what you're going through. They've done the same thing. They've been stuck on a ladder. They've had to finish up a job for an angry client. And it's nice to have that.
Yeah, that is true.
I just keep getting schmoopy on podcasts, Krista. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Sorry, you're allowed to be schmoopy. So yeah, again, you know, the schmoopy one and two right here. Get an AV selfie with us and you'll get a secret prize.
We should make t-shirts that say schmoop one and schmoop two. I know a guy.
Yes, maybe we can do that.
I still have to figure out how I'm going to troll Chuck and Jeremy with my t-shirts. I guess I'm running out of time for that one.
Yeah, you have like 2 weeks to do it.
I know. My dad prints them, but he has his limits.
Cool. So it's 2 weeks. We'll be together with thousands and thousands of other AV geeks and nerds in Las Vegas, which is awesome. And you know, there's plenty of resources for the people that don't get to go to InfoComm. You know, keep up on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, even the InfoComm website. I'm sure there's going to be lots of people sharing content about what's going on at the show. You get to listen to an episode of Hope's Floating Point from the show. I'm sure that I'm going to be doing one or two Tech Chaoses from the show. Haven't decided yet who I'm going to do them with. You know, we'll fly by the seat of their pants, see what happens there. So if you want to be on an episode of Tech Chaos, shoot me an email, send me a tweet, let me know. I'll probably be doing them from the floor as I did when I was at ISE.
So, I have a 3.5-year-old who loves to talk about technology if you would like to have her on as a guest.
There you go. We might be able to get LJ on one of these episodes. That would be cool.
She is critiquing my house these days. I don't have the third floor on the Crestron lighting system yet, and she's like light switches, Mom. Really? She's like, can we get something in a keypad, please?
Mom, light switches are so before I was born.
Yeah. What is this? The Stone Age? God.
Awesome.
So if you want to have her on as a guest, I will. As her manager, I will approve it.
We'll see if we can arrange for that. So thank you so much for joining me today to talk about volunteering, talk about InfoComm, and just, you know, being schmoopy.
Thanks for having me. It's good to have an excuse to hang out with my buddy.
Yes. So if you want to keep up with Hope on Twitter, she's at Beer and Pie, and I am at AV Krista. So feel free to tweet at us at Will, and we will catch up with you in 2 weeks at InfoComm. Thank you for listening to another episode of Tech Chaos.